May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 120. With joy we meditate the grace of our High Priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. 120.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed and go into thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. When Jesus came into the ruler's house, he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. He said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad unto all that into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly judged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal, ever blessed, ever wise, ever gracious Lord God, may we realize, even in this public way, at this time appointed of worship, that we address the majesty of heaven, a sovereign God, a three in one God, and one God in three. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, thou seest us. Thou knowest thy will. We know not at the end of our day what lies ahead. Thou knowest the end of a thing, the end of a matter, from the beginning. Thy eternal purpose moves on. We are favoured to gather in thy lower court, the house of prayer, where thy name is honoured and worshipped, where thy people assemble to hear from thee. O Lord, great God of heaven, pass us not by. Leave us not to drift on in life, in religion, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Leave us not to our carnal reason, our natural intellect, our natural judgment. In religion, bring us to need thee. Bring us to thy feet. Bring us to hear from thee. Stir us up in our vast needs, eternal need. Awaken. Awake out of sleep, Lord. Open the eyes that are blind. We are blind by nature and unconcerned can look upon eternal misery. Do help us now to come in the Spirit, confessing, acknowledging our sin, forsaking it, those things that we plead that are put away and are forgiven. May we forsake them utterly. May we come to thy house, Lord, with one plea. Jesus' precious blood, Jesus dying, Jesus rising, Jesus overcoming, Jesus victory, Jesus name, Jesus righteousness, the love of God found in Jesus. Oh, we do pray that we may hear from thee. Speak, Lord. Draw us. Make alive. But oh, we would humble ourselves. Make us as little children. Make us as little children. Obedient children. As heirs of the kingdom. May we have the blessed knowledge. This is not our home. This is not our rest. A rest remaineth in heaven. Jesus, be our rest. O Lord, enliven us and awaken us continually in our soul need. O Lord, prepare us for thy will in the remaining days of our sojourn. It is but a sojourn on earth. Help us to forsake all and follow thee, to bear thy reproach, to take up the cross daily. Help us to rejoice in thee, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Oh, that we might have a daily coming to the feet of Jesus, an hour of adoration, worship. We might hear the voice of our Beloved. We may know Thee by living faith, by the Holy Ghost, by inner touches, by revelation. Jesus, reveal Thyself to Thy waiting ones, Thy little ones, Thy poor ones, Thy needy ones. So do help us now to worship Thee. Bless this house of prayer. Remember those that bear office. Dear Lord, strengthen, encourage, help them, uphold them, give wisdom, give understanding. May they behold Thy honour and glory. They remember the church and congregation. We do thank Thee for the little life given this week, and would be thankful and rejoice. They remember mother and child and bless them. Thou hast in time past. Do remember them now. And pray for the little child. It may grow in health and strength and be that heir of glory. We pray for all in senior years. Be with them to the end. Shine, speak. Remember all in middle life, in the heat of the day and the burden of business. Oh, that they might cast their care on Thee. Remember those that call upon Thee in deep waters and hear their groans and visit them. Remember our young people going forth in life. May they know Thy call. May they hear Thy voice. Open Thy hand and provide for them and bless them. Remember the Sunday school. Do bless the children that attend, the young people. May Thy word follow them. Give parents wisdom in nurturing their children in Thy fear. Remember all that have departed from Thy house. May there be true prodigals to return, we humbly ask. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Pray for each a number we know in our churches. Do be gracious and grant healing, restoring mercies according to Thy goodness. Lord, remember widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, those with a special case and need, those in bereavement, those left behind. Oh, remember Thy people in all their pathway. Lord, remember Zion, bless Thy servants on the walls of Zion. Think of Thy servants laid aside. One due at Black Boys and Horam this day laid aside. We pray for those healing, restoring mercies. Be with him in his pasture, in his pathway. Remember Thy servants standing in at this time. Bless them and the friends meeting for reading and prayer, even this morning. Bless Thy gospel. Lord, remember the editors of our magazine, secretaries of our societies, bless them in their labours. Remember each of Thy servants laid aside. We thank Thee where there have been healing mercies, especially to one younger friend and others. Do return in power and the Holy Ghost to us as a group of churches. Save us from that critical, self-righteous, haughty spirit. Thy people are a humble people. Dear Lord, they should be a humble people. May we follow thee. We answer them not a word. May we be committing our cause unto thee. May we be waiting upon thee. Lord, remember us in the nation. Have mercy on England at these solemn times. Remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read, men in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide. Great God of heaven, appear for thy people. Oh, for thy grace to be faithful unto death. A crown of righteousness. May there be those here to know that crown of righteousness prepared. Lord, the endowment of victory, Jesus. May we put the crown on his head. Remember us in the nation. Lord, hear prayer at the prayer meeting and any other places. We must acknowledge and do thank thee for past deliverances over the centuries. Oh, thou art the same, but Lord, we have sinned. Lord, the tremendous awfulness of our state as a nation, utter confusion reigns, decadence. Have mercy on us. Raise up deliverers, leaders in the land. Deliver us, we pray. Raise up those who will go forth out of Zion and blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. Turn us unto thee as a nation. Oh, that the word of God may be once more brought forth in our land. Have preeminence and influence. But oh, that we might know thee. Oh, that we might cleave to thee. Oh, that we might live upon thee. Oh, that we might love thee more. Oh, Lord, to our souls, thou knowest every soul that does love the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity of heart. And has felt the wonders of the love of God that passeth all understanding. And has witnessed and proven the divine preservation and teaching and light within of the Holy Ghost. May we be worshipping this day. Lord, remember us in the country. Have mercy on England. And turn us and undertake for us in the coming weeks. O Lord, thou knowest the prospects are serious. The utter corruption and the lies of our political parties. Have mercy on us, Lord. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, Lord, we wait on thee. We must acknowledge, thank thee for thy mercies. Daily mercies, preservation, answers to prayer. The Lord, those spiritual mercies. The throne of grace. The word of God. The doors of iron, the doors of Zion open. O Lord, thy precious sin atoning blood, thy dying sacrifice, we plead. We plead, we come, we hide, we look, May we by grace behold and worship the resurrection, a risen Lord, a risen Christ, an ascended God, glorified now in heaven in the presence of the Father. We come pleading, Lord, increase our faith, increase our love. Thou God seest me. May we wait patiently for thee, trust thee, believe in thee. We're dying mortals. The trials of our faith, staggering sorrows and cares, judgment surrounding. O Lord, and our souls lying barren, may we be looking up to thee, pleading Jesus' name, increase our faith, increase our love. Lord, help us now in worship. Holy Spirit, come, bring forth the glory of the Son of God. Holy Heavenly Father, we plead the name of thine only begotten one, whom thou hast provided. Plead before thy throne and ask all things now in his name and for his sake, for thy honour and for thy glory. Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, come. Come now, come, come, bless, come, save. Come, reveal, come, touch. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Hymn 979. Jesus, those happy souls dost bless, who hunger for his righteousness, who seek the smilings of his face, and thirst for fresh supplies of grace. 979.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help and blessing, I draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9. The last part of verse 28 and 29. The last part of verse 28 and then verse 29. Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9, part of verse 28 and verse 29. Believe ye that I be able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. It seems Matthew is the one that records this short account. The other Gospels do not seem to include it. Here we have two blind men coming into a house where Jesus is. They have been crying to him, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Do we need mercy? Do you need mercy? Let's be serious. You either do or you don't. There's no halfway. You're either begging for mercy or you're not. And once you've started to need mercy, you'll need mercy for the rest of your days. That mercy through grace. Why? Because of the corruption, the infidelity of our nature and heart. Here they cry for something practical. Their eyes to be open. Blindness is a terrible affliction, an awful affliction. There are, of course, many other terrible diseases and fearful conditions in the body, but a blindness is a very distressing one. One of the worst, I would judge. I'm no judge on that, of course, but I would think so. They needed mercy. But obviously, according to the account, they've come to the right place, the right person. And they come into the house where Jesus is. And he speaks to them. The Lord hears our prayers, you know. You may not think so, but he does. You might presumptuously think he does, but you get no answers, do you? Do you get answers to prayer? He hears. It's a very trying thing. Friend, the Lord withholds because of our pride, because of our independence, because of our sin, because of our independent spirit, our worldliness, love of self. Can you summarize the love of Christ? Friend, he loved his Father and his people above himself, laying down his life. You can say, yes, but he was the divine one. He was the Son of God. Therefore he could. No, he was a real man. His life was precious to him. It was taken from the earth. And if we are taught of the Spirit, we will love God more than ourselves and Christ more than ourselves. And we will love the brethren above ourselves. Of course, I won't say love more than ourselves, because our life is very precious. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Here, these blind men come to Christ. Have we that divine teaching to come to him in our need? And he speaks to them, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this." What a question. We've all got need this morning. I don't know how many of us have been laying out before God these last weeks and months and years of all our need. Practical need, personal need, pathway need, but soul's need. What is our need this morning? There are spiritual needs. A new heart will I give you. There will be blessings there. What is that new heart? That we might know him. But how? How does a man, a woman know the Saviour? How do you know the Saviour, to be a Saviour? To have his salvation in our sins to be put away forever. To have no condemnation, no condemnation in the soul in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. The world has no condemnation. Naturally, most of their days. But now and again they get it. But it does nothing. Believe ye, I'm able to do this. What is your need this morning? An individual, a family, family connections, even as a church or a congregation. What is that cry? Surely it is, Lord Jesus, do bless me. Do reveal thyself to me. Do come to me. Do come and strengthen my faith. Touch me, cleanse me, wash me. Let me know this reality of these blessings. Is this our cry? Come and reign. Friend, what does it mean? Him to be King and Lord over me. That means yielding over, yielding up to him, to wait on him. Like a child. The dear disciples, as we know, were natural men. And there was that competition among them. Who'd be the greatest? And of course, it was very religious, of course. It was quite right in the kingdom of heaven. Friend, what a terrible mistake. And when you want to be greatest in the church, you're speaking of the kingdom of heaven. Because the church spiritual below militant is part of the kingdom of heaven. Being prepared. When you hear our opinion, who are the disciples? Rubbing each other's shoulders. Who's the greatest? And Jesus took a child, put him in the midst. Except she be converted and become as little children. That's part of the change. That's part of the call by grace to become something different. A little child. Become, says Jesus, as little children. Little children. dependent, waiting, obedient, teachable. He cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Believe you, and I'm able to do this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, lift you to glory, a good hope in Christ. Believe ye this morning, I'm able to do this. He's able to shine. Assure you, speak to you, seal on you his love, his grace, your election, Christ made precious. Do you long? Well, you should pray for these things. The Calvary scene, the garden scene, the judgment hall scene, the suffering scene. For sin, friend, for sin. Not sin in inverted commas. My sin. Look, you have not got to answer for me. And I have not got to answer for you. I have got to answer for myself. And that's when conviction comes home. You can look on someone and say, look at them. We're all hypocrites, you know, by nature. What a mercy to be made a child, a living child, a longing, breathing child. Christ to be made precious. Him to be Lord over us. But look at your needs. That special sin, that personal matter, all my sins. To hear his voice, to know with power when Jesus speaks, as we read it in the chapter, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Or to the woman who came to behind him in Luke 7, her sins, he says to Simon, are all forgiven, are many forgiven. To hear that voice, that's power. It's not just hanging on a text. Friend, it's power, authority of the Spirit, sealing it on the heart in Christ Jesus. It's Christ has put it away, personally put it away. It's Jesus has, not my sins just to be forgiven. It's Jesus has put them away forever. To have Christ revealed, made known to you. Suffering in my place, obtaining the victory, dying, going before me. Friend, in the pathway, in the death that is before me. The death that lies before me and before you. Jesus has died to redeem that we might live. How you long for it. Our living soul, believe you and I'm able to do this. Confirm me, Lord. Increase my faith. But what a test this brings, doesn't it? A word like this. Here, they spoke as blind. Their eyes weren't opened yet. Their eyes weren't opened. They were still blind. What a question. Sin still not forgiven, sin not put away. Perhaps you have had hope. But it was a long time. You long, friend, love is a constant exercise. Bear that in mind. Where your treasure is, your heart's always there, isn't it? What's your interest, your younger friends? You've got this interest, you've got that interest. You think about it while you sit in chapel. And when you go home and when you're at school, no doubt you're learning and having to concentrate, but your mind quickly slips back to that pleasure. Oh, I can look forward to that when this is through. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is Christ your treasure? How you long for another visit, another ceiling. Why? Because of the love, a wonderful word, a word that's so wrongly used. Love of God, love of Christ, and that love to them, the Trinity, in your heart. How you long to be with them. Long for their embrace below. Gracious presence to be with you. But they're in the dark still. And maybe your soul is in the dark. We know what it is only too well to look back to better days. Days of blessing in Zion. I don't mean denominationally. I mean in my soul. When the Lord's light was upon us, when we were so sure that we were His, we knew His call. Some perhaps deeper than others. Christ revealed. Friend, all of us are only what we are. Like Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Only that, and no more. Only that. It includes the smallest and the least of the brethren. The weakest in faith are included. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And no more, but by the grace of God. And you may be looking back and mourning and grieving. Why is it not with me as in days past? Look at Job in, I think it's chapter 29 and so forth. Look at Jeremiah. Look at dear Peter weeping. How could he have done that? But he did. He did. He did. And how could I be like I am? But I am. Is able to come, is able to restore. You know, the gospel is about restoration. The Jews, who had the oracles of God, they were looking for a deliverer, a restoration. And David could say with sweetness, He restoreth my soul. He, and He will, and He does. And if you know Him, a friend, He will restore. He will restore your soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Not my glory, His name's sake. When Jesus is made precious, self is left behind, you know. He's adored, He's loved. But here these men are in the dark. There may be those here, I'm sure there is, in the dark. The blessing I long for, I haven't got. But what a question. When the Redeemer, the very one, who's the only one who is trying your faith, is proving you, says, believe ye, I'm able to do this. Believe ye that I'm able to do it. What is our response? Friend, I'm sure it's a poor response at times. But you know, by grace, working by the Spirit, there will be those times when hope rises. Friend, He can do it. Now, we all believe that, don't we, naturally? I suppose we wouldn't be Christians unless we believed it, but there's a problem. There's a big problem arising. You can all say, yes, I believe He can. And if it was His will, He will. But what's the problem then? What's the big problem in your life? Me. How I am. My sin. My forgetfulness. My whole life's a ruin. We brought nothing, as the prophet Isaiah says, we've been in travail, we brought forth wind. brought to the birth and brought forth wind. The blessing passed me by. That's the problem. Self. Self. Or that we might honour the Lord and acknowledge, Lord, I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercies. Lord, I am corrupt. Thou hast favoured me in time past. But Lord, I've got nothing to show for myself. And you never will have anything to show for yourself. It's all in Christ. Free mercy, free grace, free love, free blessing. There's nothing of self. Free salvation, free forgiveness, free healing, free opening of the eyes. We all think we've got to come to some condition where God will bless us. If you're taught of the Lord, you never will. As he drops down with his righteousness in the heart, his grace in the heart. It's what Jesus has done. And there's the forgiveness of sin. Calvary, his precious blood. Let it flow. You long for it to come. But you're in the dark. Can he bless you? Can this free grace reach me? Look at my sins, my case. Well, there could be this among us, couldn't there? We've provoked him times without number. Now, we're not all in that perhaps condition, but some may feel it terribly. Times without number. Surely, if he's God, he can't save me, can't have mercy on me, because I'm so black, I'm so bad, we're not reformable. No, friends, you're not reformable. But grace will do it. Love will do it. Love will touch the heart. The love of God as seen in Christ Jesus. A suitability opens up to the soul by the Holy Ghost. Well, how are we found this morning? We would include here, of course, your pathway need. There is a committing of your life to God, isn't there? Perhaps there's those who have been great exercised about their current situation, whatever it is. And personally, to undertake for me, Lord. Please provide, please grant, show me now thy way. Believe you, I'm able to do this. But you know, what is the most vital thing? When you're younger, I had an uncle told me this, when you're younger, so many earthly things are paramount, so important. But as you get older, you realise you've got to die. That becomes vital. And I believe in younger years, it's a great mercy to realise you've a never dying soul. What is your case this morning? Well, you've, according to what we're speaking here, the Lord is saying to these men in this condition that they haven't got, they need, believe ye, can I change your heart? Can I bless you? Can I really draw you? Can I save you? You look within, it seems impossible, doesn't it? Behold, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold him, the righteous one. Are you drawn to him? Can I ask the question? Do you see something very wonderful, indescribable in Jesus? Cries and groans. Jesus dying. Jesus' blood. Friend, is Jesus sufferings in the garden, his sweating of blood and water, his sweat of blood, and the sweat of his face, and the agonies on the cross. Do you long to know something about it? The blessing that comes there. Friend, it's not just of you horrors. It's to love him. To love him. Delivered. Delivered me from the pit. Delivered me. Delivered my soul. The ransom. The ransom being paid. Do you long for it? Believe you, I'm able to do this. Why do I say this? Because if Christ is revealed, friend, nothing happens that you can do. It's opened up. Love, love, love in the heart. Adoration, worship. Friend, and shouts of victory, shouts of joy in the soul when Christ is made revealed and precious. What am I talking about? I hope some know it. Believe you're able to do this. Well, friend, your case. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Soften me, Lord. Speak. Reveal. What was their reply? What was their reply? Well, the answers we have here was, they said unto him, yea, Lord. Now, this was not just a natural yes. They were blind. They were desperate for sight. You're desperate for blessing. Yea, Lord. What is our answer to God's word? We've got to give an account of our hearings. The sermon you heard in the week, or the sermon you heard last week or a month ago, friend, at all your hearings, do you know you've got to give an account of your hearing before the throne one day? Because I have. The sermons I've spoken, the texts I've given out, friend, how does it find me? Where's the fruit? There's no escaping, you know. As someone here feels to be a total, complete failure. Well, you will be. It's Jesus has the glory, you know. Jesus has the glory. And he has the heart. And he will have the affections. He'll have the love. What is our response to God's call? To what you read this morning? For your family worship. I hope you've had some family worship. I hope you prayed your way along. Perhaps there was a word resting upon your spirit yesterday. Believe you may be able to do this. Yea, Lord, yea. Believe ye, personally, that I am able to do this. Yea, Lord, yea, yea. This is living faith. Faith in the dark. Faith that has not received. How can these things be? By the Spirit, dear friend, bringing forth the glory, the power of God, the willingness of God, the love of God, the compassion of God upon you. Upon you, you personally. You are a worm. Are you made to be a worm? We don't like that expression. I've been watching a few in the garden, not watching them, but having to be around them a bit. This last week on Friday in the sunshine, I kept pondering it. David, a worm, that prophecy concerning who? The glorious Son of God brought down to where we are. Wonderful. Poor things. You know, I'm a worm and no man. Reproach of men, despised of the people. Believe ye that I'm able to do this. Yea, Lord, yea. Why? Behold him. Behold him in the humiliation of your sin. Behold him in the humiliation of your life. Or are you bright, bright, wonderful Christian? What a vast difference there is between hypocrisy and eternal life. Oh, are you so pleased with your opinion and your religion? Oh, you know the answers, don't you? Or are you a beggar? You know, natural knowledge does lift naturally a man's countenance. You can recognize an intelligent face and one who perhaps is not so endowed with natural gifts. You can see the difference in the face, can't you? And so forth. Not so in grace, you know. It will not be in your soul. It might be on your face, I don't know. A set of years ago, John Turton of Warrington, he lived there, the nephew or great-nephew of the famous James Turton. He said to my parents in Eastbourne, he said, you can tell the Lord's people, he said. You can recognise the Lord's people. They bear the image of Christ, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Mystery, isn't it? Can he still be the Son of God? Why did he come to this? To stand surety. To fall into his Father's will. To fall into his Father's hand, which he loved to do. But oh, the hiding of his face. Yea, Lord. Yea, Lord. If Christ begins to be made precious to your soul in his humiliation, then this faith will begin to arise. Yea, Lord. Yea. The man with the afflicted son, the lunatic son, Jesus said to him, all things, and what a high saying, all things, yes, all, no, come on now, friend, all things. All things means all things. All things are possible to him that believeth. What a high standard. The Father cries out with tears. Perhaps it's you this morning. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Help thou mine unbelief. And there the child was swooning in front of him and in front of Christ. And perhaps your cares, dear friends, your sorrows are swelling as the sea at the throne of grace. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. That's not big religion, is it? That's one in need. That's one in great need. Need of Christ. It's becoming a little child. It's embarrassing to be like a little kid, isn't it? I expect you know what embarrassing scenes are. God's ministers and God's people are often having to visit that place of humiliation, being made a fool, that they may be nothing and depend on the Lord and not on themselves. Brought down to be a child, waiting on God. How we need that faith within to trust him. Well, this is what this text is about. Yea, Lord. And Christ answers, here he honours faith. You won't honour your faith. You won't honour your faith. You honour nothing except him. But he says, according to your faith. Be it unto you. What is it? What have you been praying over? The Lord knows what you've been praying over. I haven't got a clue. The Lord knows what I've been praying over, and I'm keeping it to myself. My vast needs. Jesus might be with me. Jesus might reign. I may follow him. I may trust him in the life that I've got left below. Completely, wholly trust him and wait upon him. I might know him more. He might be made precious unto me. And all my, excuse me, all my needs he knows. He knows my need. He knows your need. He knows his will, that he might shine. Naturally speaking, we have needs, a pathway needs, and family needs, and business needs, and personal needs, and so forth, and it goes on and on and on. You know, would you want some of those prayers answered without Christ being with you? Well, I know my answer is empty without Jesus. This life is empty without Jesus. Totally empty for me. I want him first. According to your faith, be it unto you. Now, as we begin to wind down, this is so vital. The word faith and the words faith and the words love are probably the most common expressions used in Christianity. And they are probably, I'm a poor one in this, but I guess that they are probably so little understood, really so little understood in their fullness, in the grace that is in God. Faith. Being justified by faith. Justified through his blood. Justified by his grace. All from God. All from the Lord. Justification. It's God that justifieth. He makes known his justification. Friend, what is it to be just? It means to be upright, sinless, pure before him. Which we're not and never will be in the flesh, but in Christ Jesus. It's Christ's righteousness, not yours. Perhaps someone this morning is grieving over their unrighteousness, unrighteous thoughts. But it's Christ's righteousness, and that will have an influence on you. The living waters will flow to your heart. The love of God abounds in Christ Jesus. It is laid over to the church as we abide in him. And so many examples in the Old Testament. Noah in the ark, secure. Noah's ark, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so forth. Abraham, being justified, it was counted to him for righteousness. He believed that what God had told him concerning an heir. Yes, it's true. It wasn't just having a son. It was the seed of the woman down from Eden. His garden, there's the promise. See, there was, it was counted to Abraham for righteousness because he believed in the Lord. Precious words, aren't they? It's our old hearts that are so slow, isn't it? That's the problem. We can understand what it means, but can I believe this morning? Believe ye that I'm able to do this. I'm able to restore you, bless you, raise you up again, convert your soul, bring you to glory at last. Answer, I'm going to say some of your prayers. We don't have all of them answered. God is wiser than us. God is wiser than us. But the vital prayers concerning your pathway, your life, your body, your soul, and your dear loved ones, so important in Zion. The exercise of soul given, The Lord, your heavenly Father, knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. That's been a wonderful word to me. He knoweth what things. But is he my Father? That's the secret. Friend, is Jesus my Lord, my God, my King? By grace he's been made so. And we've nowhere else to go, no one else to worship. The burden of the heart. Tremendous sins, friend. I mean, you may think I'm the worst one. Well, I probably am the worst one in the chapel. I'm sure I am. But Paul said he was the chief of sinners. Do you feel to be the worst one in the chapel? With your heart. Now, there's a problem, isn't there? Forgiven, subdued, conquered. Can it be so? Yes, they say. Yea, Lord, it can be so. Yea, Lord, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, there are degrees of faith. Now, the point is this, that think of Enoch as described by Paul in Hebrews 11. You know, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. What does Paul say to that? He adds this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So he had faith, you see. That's where he pleased God. That's where he pleased God. Through faith. Faith in the propitiation of his only begotten Son. Friend, is that where we please God? They came to Christ. What should we do that we might work the works of God? What can I do to work the works of God? This is the work of God, says Jesus to them, in those Jews, that ye shall believe on him whom he has sent, whom God has sent. Believe on him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you believe it? He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you believe it? Believe ye that I'm able to do this, able to bless you, able to comfort you, able to help you, answer your prayers, grant that open door you so need. See his good hand going before you in life's journey. Preparing, I must add this, it's vital, preparing a place in heaven. Oh, how many of us here, awful thought, if not so, a place prepared in heaven. Have you a place prepared in heaven? Is he able to prepare? Can he bless you with that knowledge? Is he able to prepare? Has he prepared a place? He's not got to do it yet. If it's either done or it's not, it was done at Calvary. Are you led to Calvary? Are you led to Jesus to know he's prepared a place for you in heaven? Yea, Lord, according to your faith, be it unto you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Believe in his only begotten Son, his precious blood. Now that believing will have an influence on you. This sort of believing, this faith, influences your life. Your secret hours, your private hours, influences your thoughts. I know we wander, no excuses. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here, this is grace. Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. seal it from thy courts above. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a God of mercy, a God of all grace, a God of love. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, I must leave the word. You know, what an exercise of soul. Can I leave these thoughts with you? But does God's word speak to us? Is anything too hard for the Lord? What a question. Blessed is she that believed. There shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. The secret's with God, that I might know him, says Paul, and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Following Christ, in his image, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Believe ye that I am able to do this. Yea, Lord, according, O friend, ever remember, little faith is honored of God. According to your faith, be it unto you.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £685, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Rosie will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday, when there will be a collection for the Trinitarian Bible Society. And Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and who hopes to also address the Sunday School. And there will be a Bethesda meeting on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the primary school. And can I also just give you a reminder to bring in your orders for the magazines, please, to Dave. Let us close with hymn 515. Holy Ghost, we look to thee, raise the dead, the captive free, from the mighty take the prey, teach the weak to watch and pray. 515.
And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each now forever. Amen.